Okay, hey there, this is Steve O'Brien, and I'm the rabbit. I'm broadcasting you today from the middle of a goat field, nonetheless. We're running on generator power out here, and I just wanted to talk to you. I'm actually carried on podbean.com, and that's rabbit8911. I'm really new at this, and I'm just getting my voice out here, and I'm getting your voice out here. I'm actually going to be out of pocket here for a little bit of time. I've got a little emergency going on, and I got to go help out. You know, homesteading's a hard thing, and we got to pitch in to help with people. So, let's see. I'm going to be looking to move off of Podbean, a little bit of business before we move on. I'm going to look at another one. I've been getting a lot of emails talking about how the Flash player isn't loading, and you know, I actually watched the other night and I saw the counters go down. I don't know what that is. I have a few guesses. You know, maybe the person was listening midstream and dropped, and that's how they do their accounting, if you actually listen to it and then so forth. And it really doesn't matter. I guess the majority of you guys are just, you know, sending it around via MP3 file. Yeah, sorry about the ID3 tags, guys, if you understand what that is. I'm new at this. I'm still trying to get the format down, and I hope to that this week off, you know, I'll be gone till at least Friday. I'll spend a little time and get that straight. Let's see, what do we got going on? So I'm going to pull out the big guns today. Okay, you ready? Okay, smile. No, seriously, smile. Because everything's going good, and the most powerful thing that you have going for you is your smile. It reflects in your body. It reflects in your neighbors. Dealing with a smile is the most incredible thing in the world. You want to affect people? There's a tool. I find it very, very useful. Sometimes it's hard to smile. We actually have to spend a lot of time, you know, going about getting ourselves in the correct frame of mind to deal with people, because people are scared and people are, you know, worried and whatever. But they like to be around you when you smile. I like to be around you when you smile. I like to be around you when you don't. But, you know, I only have so much time. Email me. I'd like to hear from you. So, great news again. City Council, hey guys, somebody heard you. It's so awesome. I get this email, and a group of people are setting up shop to give you the help, to give you the direction that you're asking for. And it's incredible. What is it? It's a news release, and I don't have too much information on it. I didn't have much time to review it. I read through it, and I picked out a couple bits that I really liked about it. Let me see if I can get there. Let's see. Where is it? Okay, sorry. Here you go. I never usually do notes, but all of a sudden I have all these things I need to cover. I'm trying to keep it short. I know you don't want to hear me rambling for so long, so let me just get to that. Like March 16th, they organized this group to educate and encourage all the people of Fredericksburg. They want to talk about what's going on directly. They see that there's a need. Fredericksburg newspaper. Cool, you got backup too. Seems like somebody else is going to, you know, help you out on that. You know, to those people that actually emailed me and, you know, wanted to talk about, you know, maybe we should set up our own paper. I say, go ahead, man. Set up your own newspaper. You know, I'm totally down for that. I'll talk about it. You know, write whatever you want. I'll talk about it. But I can't do a newspaper right now. I got a lot of stuff going on. You know, I know I replied in the email, but yeah, I like that idea. I really do. You know, if you can get that going, I'm all for you. Let's see. Oh yeah, check this out. So that group of people that are going to help you out, the ones that are going to give you the communications between the people and you and increase that. Well, this is for the city council, of course. They're having some problems right now, and maybe you can help them out. So they're looking for your comprehensive annual finance report. And what that is, you know, I'm sure you're familiar with it, but what they're looking for is not the books on your income and your spending. They're looking for this comprehensive one. All the cities around the United States have them, from what I hear. And it pretty much lays out on the side of that, your incomes and spending. On the side of that, you have all your assets and investments, right? And all together, that makes up what we call the comprehensive annual finance report. So I've seen ones for other cities, and, you know, the people really need to see this. And I believe in this statement, the Texas Public Information Act, they're supposed to actually provide this. So, City Council, I need your help, man. Give me a hand. Let's get that comprehensive annual finance report out there. We need to make some good decisions. Now, I've been dealing with some stuff, right? I'm asking you, talk to me, you know, tell me what's going on. And I've had some people talk to me about it and say, Steve, what are you doing? Why are you doing it? Why are you talking about stuff like that? Well, comes down to two pieces. Intention and agenda. You should always look at this, right? What's the person's intention and what's their agenda? So I'll tell you what my intention is and what my agenda is, and then you can just listen to me and see if what I say is consistent, right? Judge me by my actions and my words, right? If a person's actions and their words aren't in harmony, you know, whatever, you know, deal with it. And anything I say, again, don't believe me. Go ahead and look it up. You can download the podcast. You can listen to it again or take notes or whatever. I'm not going to get too deep but I'll tell you what, this is awesome. You know, I know a lot of you are burnt out there, and I've received emails and people are talking about all the strife going on and how, you know, they're having issues. And, you know, I totally feel you. I get in that place. And again, I go back to that smile and I go back to, we're winning, right? What's the whole, you know, it's great. You know, take your shoes off, relax a little bit, right? Smile. That'll do wonders. Smile. So, let's see. My intention. Like yesterday or the day before, whatever I recorded that, you know, I talked a little bit about my past and so forth. That was to give you a view on who I was, you know, and I just talked to you straight, and that'll give you a little bit of who I am. Now, you judge a man by that, right? So those stories are meant as a reference point for you. And I'm not going to talk a lot about the past. I might mix them in. I tell stories, right, that relate to things that I see. That's who I am. That's how I communicate. So that's my intention. You know, I want to let you see me. And then you can do whatever you want. If you're listening to this, oh, man, thank you. You know, keep those emails flowing. I don't know what I'm going to use for a podcast source after Podbean, but what I'm probably going to do is I'm going to keep updating the Podbean website, the rabbit8911.podbean.com. I'm going to go to another site and I'll load all the other stuff and maintain parallel sites as this keeps going. I know people are passing around emails and they don't get to them all that quickly. They may link over here. I'll make sure that anything you send it out with the Podbean thing. I should have a solution for how I'm going to transmit this by the end of the week. Let's see. Yeah, man, great hands. great hands. Can't believe it. You know, people are doing it. You know, they're getting together. The city council should be ecstatic. This is cool. God, I don't know. Maybe that's about it. Hey, what's wrong with the town pool again? Maybe somebody can send me an email, right? I know that guy in town the other day, he said he didn't like it. It was icky, or however he put it, you know. But I don't think there's anything wrong with it. This is a point that I need correction on, right? What is wrong with the town pool? I still need to know. You know, somebody please frame it up. I don't have a lot of time to do a whole extensive amount of research, so I do really require, it would be cool if people would look into this and send me an email and, you know, frame it up for me and in the way they see it, and I can, you know, make a correct statement that the town pool don't hold water, or, you know, the grounds are XYZ, or it's over capacity, and, you know, if there's something wrong with the pool, we should take care of it, right? Like that crack over in the park. This area, this issue is like a non-starter to me. It's actually ridiculous to be on the ballot. But hey, you know what? It brought up a bigger point, you know, a transparent government. The council is crying out to you guys to be involved and, you know, watch them. Not really watch them. See what they're doing. They need direction. They need focus. They need clarity. And you guys are doing that. These individuals that set up that group, they're part of it. Hey, if you're in the media and you want to talk to them, I actually took their press contact information. I'm going to be looking for information on this in the coming days, and I'll get you more as I get it. Media contact, I guess that would be me, and I'd call them, but I don't do phone too well these days. Let's see, it's Isabel Wirtz. And her phone number is 830-992-1316. And I definitely would like the Fredericksburg newspaper to, you know, contact them and talk to them about what's going on and what they think, and maybe echo that back out into the world. You know, at least publish their news release. So maybe you have. I haven't really seen the paper. But it's really positive. Really positive. So, the other point, intention. We did that, right? What was my intention here? And what is my agenda here, right? Well, I didn't start this podcast to talk about a swimming pool. You know, really, I really didn't. My agenda. I am trying to understand the human condition. I'm trying to understand a lot of things. How we don't communicate with people. How I don't communicate with people. I include me in the grouping. I'm working actively to try to improve that within myself. I'm just exploring people. I'm exploring myself. I'm exploring reality, truth, God, money, fear, love, hate, marriage, family, blah, blah, blah. God, I sound like some kind of a weirdo, but yeah, I really do believe that stuff. And you probably understand that by now if you've listened to the podcast. If you're a first-time listener, go back to the podcast called What Are We Thinking? There's some wonderful people in Fredericksburg came together after the city council called a meeting, and, you know, they responded to the city council's request for communications, and they showed up. And we found some venue issues, or at least I found some. You know, other people have pointed out some other issues, but it came down to the fact that we're not able to hear each other, right? And sometimes what we're saying comes into sub communications, and you got to read people a little bit differently. So these people in the first podcast that was called What Are We Thinking, they were there talking to the city council, and they had 2 minutes to sit there and say their mind, and man, that rocked me. You know, listening to these people talk from the heart and respond to something that was, you know, the city council thought they'd correctly communicated that out to the city, but it seems overwhelmingly that they weren't heard, and we're trying to understand where that breakdown goes. And, you know, I emailed the city council, all the council guys, and let them know about this thing. And I emailed the paper, and I let them know about this thing. So hopefully somebody there is listening to this and can think about that. Anyways, we all want the same thing. At least I hope we do. We're all not bad people. I believe everybody has good intentions. You know, I know a lot of you don't, but that's okay. You know, at the root of it, we're all cool. I think. Prove me wrong. Come on. You got a problem with that? Email me. Love to hear your voice. Love to hear you. So with that regard, that's about all I got to say. Maybe one more choice. Again. Okay. You do have two more points, I see. Okay, yeah, there is radiation overhead from everything I've heard, but it's not a go panic type situation. It's so not a go panic situation. It's serious. It's very serious. But it's, I got a guess that's coming on in a few days, and I'm not rushing that because it's not an emergency yet. You know, there are Geiger counters around the country that are in private hands of individuals that talk about this kind of stuff, and they're sharing the data and facts. So I got this guest, and he's coming on, and he was working to inform the city council over in San Antonio about their nuclear reactors and the dangers that it poses to the outlying areas and blah, 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 blah. And he was very instrumental in that, and he's very technical where it comes down to the point of, you know, what's going on inside a nuclear reactor, the difference between types of nuclear reactors and different types of fallout and blah, 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 blah. And so I've been talking to him and trying to get my bearing and my head around all that stuff. And it's all okay for now. So don't be careful of the potassium iodate, man. Be careful, because that stuff can actually cause a lot of problems. So that stuff is used for intense radiation. You know, we're not at that point. We're not at the point that, you know, anything's really severely changed. There's stuff overhead. Where's that going to land? You know, that's another issue. But for now, please stay off the potassium iodate. And we'll be doing a whole podcast on that if you guys are interested. That'll be coming up. One of my guests. Got another guy coming up. And he's going to talk to you about love and his perception of what love is. It's funny, I talk about love and I make it sound all woo-woo, love. He talks about love, he uses those four letters, love, right? You know, it's neat to have that perspective. I'm just trying to get my head around what is love, right? You know, so, let's see. Anything else? Oh, yeah, okay, music. So I like this music, right? It puts me into a state change when we start the show. And some of my older listening audience said, that's too new of music. I'm like, okay, yeah, I totally don't want to shock you or anything. But I need my state. I need my frame of mind. And this does it for me sometimes. But I also want to go local. So here's the deal. I might sing to you. Yeah, now that's a scary thing. But you won't be subjected to that for too long. Maybe an opener here or there. But I'm looking for musicians, if they think that they have a good state-changing opening soundtrack or closing soundtrack, then cool. You know, we're going to go there. You know, I'm going to put you on. I'm going to talk about you. And other than that, guys, you just got to remember, it's us. It's not them versus us. We're all together. This isn't about you versus them or me versus them. We're all together. It's kind of a weird concept. They tell me that it's the generation that happened after the atomic holocaust, or after the atomic age, I guess they call it, they had a concept of a dimension with below a dimension because they knew about splitting an atom. And that let them see things or imagine things that they didn't see. I don't know how that fits in. But, hey, life is what you make it. Please smile. We all love you. We're all saying the same thing. It's all good. And it's getting better. Look to the future. Here we go. I'm out of here.